Welcome to the Quarantine Book Club, a comedy and book club podcast where we read some of the best
and worst
speculative fiction out there.
I'm Bob, a career theater technician and educator.
And I'm Rance, an English writing and literature teacher.
We might not know everything about these books,
but we'll damn well try.
And we're happy you can join us this week.
Make sure to visit us at www.thequarantinebookclub.com.
And check us out wherever you listen to great podcasts.
My hope is that we record it early so I can get drunk more quickly.
Oh, shit. I didn't hit this other record. Did it yell at you now?
Okay. You didn't hit record, so now are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let me go back and say what I was going to say, which was I want to record as quickly as possible so that I can get drunk more quickly.
I want to get drunk, too.
Are you going to?
I don't really have much ambition, so...
Well, hey, at least you're drinking and not smoking the weed, you know?
Are you the weed one?
No, I'm not the weed one.
Okay,
I'm
good. So neither of us is the weed one.
No, no. We're not.
Hey, welcome
to... Rance.
I'm Bob.
This is the Quarantine Book Club. We're out of practice.
I forgot how to do this. I forgot how to do all of it.
Just been doing the show by myself for 6 weeks. That's fine.
Hey, everybody. Woo! Welcome Bob back. Do you have that sweet Celebrate Good Times music? Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. Welcome me back to the podcast.
Back to Bob is back in the house.
Everybody's really happy now because they were bored with your dumb voice. That is not true.
No. What? What are you talking about? I'm bored with my voice. Yeah, welcome back, buddy. I've been holding the fort down, but I'm not blaming you for anything.
You should blame me for all of it.
Why? Why would I do that?
Because I made a show happen, and then I made another show happen, and
you
then
had a lot
dance
of
biz- show happen. A lot of busy work boy things.
A lot
things.
Of busy things to do, and so we've been doing QBC conversations with some wonderful guests, but now we're back on track with the Quarantine Book Club, and guess what, buddy?
What?
We haven't kept up with any of the reading that we
Are you going to change everything in the...
I'm going to just erase the website.
Please, please.
QuarantineBookClub.com will be gone.
The Quarantine Book Club.com
will be gone.
That's because we're going to try to buy QuarantineBookClub.com.
We're going to need a new start again. Isn't it done? Isn't Quarantine Book Club that shall not be spoken of done?
Yes, they finished. They finished. Are you going to look it up right now to see if they're...
No,
if,
oh. I'm lazy.
Me too.
Me too. But you know what I want to do before we do anything else tonight?
What's that?
I want to announce to the world something. I want to announce to the world that... One, two, three.
It's time to drink.
Because here's the fucking deal, okay? Is that what we're going to do is we're going to sit here for 40 minutes blabbering about bullshit and forget that we played the drink thing. And I really want to drink. I have three drinks with me tonight.
Wow. I just want to say that I missed that song a lot.
I did too. And you know what? I'm going to play it later. I'm going to play the Do You Want to Talk About the Books That We Read soundbite, even though we have no books that we read.
Okay, that's cool.
So what are you drinking tonight, pal?
Did you hear it? I'm drinking, guess
free,
what company I'm
is
drinking.
Is it Free Freud's?
It is Free Freud's. It is Crom's Beard by Free Freud's.
Crom's Beard? Like Crom,
yeah.
Like a dwarf?
No, Crom like the god in the Conan series.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the cover is actually what looks like possibly Conan or some other amazing barbarian just... destroying the crap out of monsters and
what
people.
Kind of beer
it
is
looks
it?
Badass. It's an IPA.
So you're an IPA man now, aren't you?
It is, and it's a very big can. It's like one of those like pints.
One of those Beast Boys.
It's a pint boy as opposed to like the normal like 12 ounce or whatever the heck.
Hammered. You're gonna be.
Yeah, it's also
shitty.
A 7.5. It's a 7.5.
Pissed.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Just get drunk. Who gives a shit?
Are you enjoying that beer
show.
At least?
I don't know. I haven't started it yet.
Well, I'm about to drink mine. I'm about to drink it.
What do you got?
Coors Banquet.
Nice.
Because I have regressed in my beer drinking back to shit beer. But I'm also drinking something else.
Okay. What else are you drinking?
I am drinking Catch Fire.
You which, got it?
Yep, which our friend of the show, Steve, suggested, and it's like Fireball, but not bad.
I love Fireball, so don't shit on Fireball, bro.
I'm sorry. Do you feel like Fireball and you have are best friends?
I'm asking my fiance for a Fireball advent calendar for my yearly advent calendar this year.
That's a good idea.
It's basically 20 shots of Fireball and four other random crap tchotchkes.
You should take them in the morning every day when you wake up. You take the shot.
Before I go to work as an educator. I mean, sounds like a plan.
Why not? Why not? So, man. Yeah, so I'm drinking a little bit of Catch Fire tonight, which is really good, but we can only find it at one liquor store near our house.
You should bring an extra bottle to Steve-O's this weekend.
I will. It's so cheap.
Is it really?
It's $13 for a huge ass bottle.
Buy me a bottle of that bullshit for Christmas.
I didn't think about it.
For Christmas. If you're looking for a gift for Bobbo for Christmas, buy me one of those.
All right. Oh, it's so fucking good. The difference is with Catch Fire is that it doesn't have the throat bite that Fireball has, where like Fireball stings in the back of your throat.
So
Catch Fire doesn't have that, which I like.
Hot tip for you with Catch Fire or even the Fireball.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful season for it right now. Go out and get apple cider and mix it with your apple cider.
Ooh,
a cinnamon apple cider or whiskey.
Sounds really good.
It's so good. Oh, there goes a kid just running past behind me.
That's
just
cool.
trying to be real secret about it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I just heard a, oh, sorry, it's fine. You're like, nobody can see you because this is a podcast.
Well,
you blew it.
Yeah, I like, I like, I'm going to, some apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going this weekend to our buddy Steve. His friend of the show, Steve. He was in this year's running of Evil Dead, as he's been the past, like, what, 4 years? 3 years with us?
Four years. This is his fourth year.
Didn't he just basically have all of his body torn out of him?
Yeah, he had his foot cut off or something.
Yeah, something like that. I heard he's going to lose his leg.
Yeah, Steve, I just want to say, man, that, you know, I wish you a swift recovery, and I hope that your new leg treats you really well. I love you. Steve, don't let the bastards get you down. Don't be sad. Don't let's go, Brandon, because Brandon's an idiot. All right?
Don't ever let's go, Brandon. That guy fucking sucks.
No, that guy's a piece of shit.
But let me tell you what, Steve is not. And even though he may have lost his right arm, I heard he's going to recover.
I did too. I heard his left testicle exploded.
Oh my God.
Steve, you know, I'm sorry, man.
You know, if only we had been there to put it back on with our lips. And this one goes out to Steve. This one right here.
Cheers, Steve.
This one goes out to Steve.
This is for you. Some nice, hot ASMR.
I heard Steve's pretty good now. Everything got put back on his body.
Oh, good. Okay.
Everybody That's out there's awesome. Like, who the fuck is Steve? Steve, and why are they talking about it?
Man, we had quite the month and a half that we just disappeared.
Yeah,
you didn't, but I did.
Yeah, everybody has been hearing, if they've been listening to the QVC conversations at the beginning of each one, they hear me go, hey, this is Rance, and I'm one half of the Quarantine Book Club. And I wondered if anybody out there was just like, is there one day where he's just going to say, hi, I'm Rance, host of the Quarantine Book Club, never mentioned ever again.
Oh, man, that would be so weird. Like, we disowned each other or I died.
And then if somebody asked me, what happened to Bobby, go, I don't want to talk about it. That would have been a cool bit. That would have been a good bit.
We just ruined the whole bit. Maybe we should just not publish this episode and we'll let you go a few more QBC conversations.
I start encouraging
I'll take
people.
A longer vacation. It's fine.
Start encouraging people to be like, ask me where Bob's at, and I'm going to get really forlorn and upset about it.
We'll have a QBC conversation vacation.
Well, you should have that vacation right now. Yeah, it's been a wild, like, 2 months almost.
Last time we did this, we were talking to Stapes, right?
It might have been Stapes. Yeah, I think it was.
Might have been
our
last episode.
Which, mad congrats, Thomas E. Stapes, on the release of his upcoming sequel to The Case of the Giant Carnivorous Worm, The Mystery of the Mutant Water Devils.
When does this come out?
December 7th.
So then December 8th, we need to have Thomas on the show, and we should just read the book and do just another 2.5-hour episode with Stapes.
I'm all about it. Let's do it.
I had so much fun. Well, we should tell people what we've been doing since that episode and what our plans are and what's going on and the changes that are happening here.
Okay. I like this idea. Because you want to start?
Well, yes. The first thing I'll say is that we've decided the Quarantine Book Club is...
Do you think you want to talk about the book that we read? Okay.
Okay. Didn't realize you were going to come in hot with that.
I was getting it, and then you started going ham on the explanation. I was like, this sounds more important right now.
We've just decided that the Quarantine Book Club is going to revert back to our old podcast, Brothers from the Same Mother. We're not going to actually read books anymore. We're just going to eat weird shit and grade it and laugh at each other.
Well, but I think we're going to go in a direction that's still Quarantine Book Club. We're going to be talking about books.
I'm just kidding.
But we are actually going to branch off into another. So we've got the Quarantine Book Club. We've got QBC Conversations, which we're going to keep doing. And then we're going to do our other one with a new guest, but an old guest.
Yeah.
We do the quarantine. What you want to say?
I want to say, we want to be the Quarantine Movie. You're a real fucking piece of shit, man. You're just, how long have you been holding that fucking burp, just waiting to interrupt?
It wasn't a burp. It was a rage sound from the depths of my soul.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly what it was.
Do you want to say what you were going to say?
No, because you're just going to interrupt me.
I'm not going to interrupt you.
You're a goddamn liar. I can see the smirk on your face.
I'm not going to interrupt you. I got you. This is serious stuff. We're serious podcasters.
Stupid idiots is what we are.
We're serious podcasters.
We're going to start the Quarantine Movie. Glad that it cut out. It cut out on my end, so I don't know if it actually got on the music. So eat shit.
Okay.
Are we done?
I think we are. Yeah, I'm not going to fuck with you anymore.
You promise?
I promise.
Because you... Man, don't make me...
Hmm?
Don't make me hard on you.
To go hard on me?
Don't make me get hard with you.
Please.
As you've probably heard...
This guy's going to get hard with me. He's going to show me what his hardness looks like. Yeah, it's hard.
Krom's getting really fucking pissed at you over here. He's going to wave his beard at you.
Okay, look at my hands.
Okay.
They are
Rance's
up in the
hands
air.
Are up in the air
they
so that
up in
he
the
can't
air.
Touch
so,
anything.
A, I'm not masturbating, and B, I am not going to interrupt your announcement.
But what he could do in the middle of it is just go, Google, please do this thing. I'd be so mad. So we are going to start a new series called the Quarantine Movie Club with our good friend Mick Arcade.
Mick Arcade!
We have started watching some movies. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to watch like a series of movies and do a retrospective of the older movies to the new one and talk about how the series changed, what's the weakest of the bunch, and if like the newest ones fit into it. So we're going to start with Mad Max, the Mad Max series, and finish with Fury Road. And we're kind of had some things planned, but again, the last couple of months
we got a little too overly ambitious at the busiest time of the year for ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I really want to do with that though. I also want to have a bit where we all bring a different movie to the table and we have to explain why this movie is actually the canon continuation of it.
Okay.
But it has to be a movie that's entirely asinine. Like,
does it have to have the same actor or one of the same actors?
Yes. Yeah, it has to. So it's like I could say it's in the same vein as like The Great Gatsby is a sequel to Titanic because Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. Here's why. But it has to be ridiculous. Like, I think at one point we had said that like we wanted to do the Home Alone movies, but then also consider The Good Son as one of the Home Alone movies.
I think that we should do that as I don't know if we should do it as a full part of that show or like a secondary part of it. And we need to come up with a name for it. We could call it something like Firing the Cannon.
Oh, that's clever.
I know. I mean,
it's clever. The QMC fires the cannon.
Yeah.
That's a lot of mouthfuls.
It is. You're a lot of mouthfuls from what I hear. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah, man.
Do you think Sean's going to listen to this episode? No, Sean watched 2021. No,
we're like, I don't even have any faith anymore. You know, we're like, no,
I know, like, but 24 I'm just episodes keep
saying in. That's fine.
That's cool. Fine. Hey, when are we ending? Is this the last episode of this season?
No, I don't know. Our season has gotten entirely. No, we normally would get through December.
December.
Because our seasons are basically a year long. Do we want to reduce that? This is a live planning session of the Quarantine Book Club.
No, right it's here. Fine. I mean, we're still sticking with our December plan, right? Which is that we're doing this terrible Robert Jordan thing.
Terrible Robert Jordan thing.
Yeah, which is becoming an Amazon series, too.
It is. It starts next week.
What do I do? Do I read the book or do I watch the series? Do I wait on the series?
The series, you're getting the first three episodes, and then you have to wait, like, for another week or so. The first three out. So you can still continue reading the book and probably be fine.
Bro. Did you see that the next Masters of the Universe comes out in December?
Yep. I'm really excited about that. I want to do an episode on it because we're also the Quarantine TV Club.
Yeah, I mean, that's just sometimes we're like, whatever, I'm watching some TV.
Maybe we should call ourselves the Quarantine Brothers Club. QBC. Quarantine Brothers Chubb. Checking out my Quarantine Brothers Chubb.
Brothers Club would work because we'd still be the QBC.
Yeah, we could, right?
Or we could call everything that we do
the Quarantine Brothers Club.
Yeah.
This has been a live planning session of the Quarantine
Brothers. What about the Quarantine Buds Club?
We could do that. We could do that because we also have Buds on. Because talking Mick Arcade's going to start being a regular. We've also been maybe tossed around the idea that Tommy Stapes, we had such a good time with him that he's going to be doing something with us too.
Mm-hmm. It's nice listening to him.
I think Tommy Stapes would be really good to suggest garbage books to us to read at some points. Like, he's read some real bangers and also some real mash. So, wow, do you like that?
Not a funny joke. That was not a funny joke.
I guess. Well. This has been an episode of the Quarantine Book Club. I'm Rance.
Hey, I'm Bob.
And this is the last episode, so.
See ya.
So safe, what have we been doing?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to start? Do you want to talk about it? I don't know. Like, I get like.
Like synopsize. Start, you're giving like, yourself a synopsis. I'm going to have a little bit of this catch fire here. So anybody who knows us knows that every year you put on. And I would basically say like an installation of Evil Dead the Musical here in Baltimore because, you know, we've been doing this shit for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Is it long running? Like, do we have like the longest running?
We might actually have the longest running annual version of Evil Dead.
And also the best one. So,
I mean, Cass, because, you know, we're cool guys.
So we did that this year. We crushed it.
It takes a lot out of us. It is a physical show. It's a hilarious show. A friend of the show, Burgers, came to see it.
Twice, that was cool. In fact.
Twice. Yeah, because that's how fucking good the show is.
It's also how good Burgers is.
Yeah, that's true. That dude's a good guy. I don't know. You made a weird face there.
No, I just like, I did that. It was like I was making like action fingers.
Action fingers.
So what? So Burgers going to listen to this now and he's going to go... Oh, it was Rance making a weird face about me? No, I was making action figures and I made a weird
Burgers,
face.
Burgers, he's making a weird face just about you.
I was not making a weird face about Burgers.
He's being a shithead about it. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to this fucking guy.
I don't like he's that you're a liar. You're mischaracterizing me he right
sucks.
Now.
What? Am I mischaracterizing you?
Yes. You are.
You're a misogynist, right?
I do one of MSO. You're a big MRA. I'm not an MRA. Can sign on a document that says I am definitely not a men's rights activist.
We never did put an actual document up, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Burgers made his own, right?
No, I made one for for Burgers. I made one for Premium Muhammad. I made one for Brian Hodge. I made one for somebody else as well.
No, for me.
Yeah, you didn't need one because you're an MRA all the time.
Are you serious right now?
I'm drinking a beer. Shut up.
You serious? I want to post it on my wall behind me.
I'll make sure I get it for you. I'll send it to you. I use Canva. Everybody use anybody uses Canva. Spend $12 a month for that shit and it does everything for me, okay?
Okay. I host this podcast every month, okay? I pay for that.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that. You're just causing more pain and anguish in our lives.
I'm having so much anxiety right now.
Why?
It's the best. I don't know. We haven't done this. I feel so out of practice. I feel like we're not saying anything
funny.
That's
the best.
I was listening to old episodes and seeing how hilarious we are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe, perhaps, I want to be more hilarious.
Right forever.
Oh, Bobby, how about you tell me a little bit about it?
I don't want to tell you about anything. I just want to have fun with my bro. I miss doing this so much.
Yeah, I do. So just live in it. So just live in the fucking moment and just embrace the fact that you're enjoying yourself right now.
Fucking ripped. That's what I'm going to do because I'm not enjoying myself.
Why?
This is stressful.
Why?
You're stressing me out.
Why am I stressing you out, man?
I don't know. You got a lot of expectations from me.
I do. Dog hasn't been to the vet in a long time. I'm very proud of that.
What is going on with that, dude?
Two. Well, here's the problem. Two, my cat's been to the vet because my cat is dying. So, cat's been to the vet. What's up, cat? My cat's been to the vet and they said she's got a big pustule on her nose. It is cancer. And
is that her right there? Is she about to jump up one
day? Yeah, she is, actually. She'll come up here and hang out with me. Yay. Come here, Tank. Oh, I got to
come see your
come here, buddy.
Cat before you die.
No! Jesus Christ!
I got to come see the cat
before I am joking about these things because the truth is, the minute that happens, I am going to be an absolute shit mess for 2 days.
You're going to have to take like a... Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to need to take like a week off of work, man.
Come here, pal. Here we go.
I want to look at your cat. Oh, I love her so much.
I know, she's the best. But yeah, so they said that she has a malignant carcinoma in her nose. So her nose is like bulgy.
Yeah, I see it.
She's doing good. She's doing all right. She's still my bud.
She's still like the second best cat.
She is. You had the best cat, right? Oh my gosh.
I do have the best cat.
She can't get a hold of my arm.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's been my life. Came to Evil Dead the Musical crying about it.
Yeah. No, you missed an entire night of was it Final Dress or Next to Final Dress?
No, it was Tuesday. Yeah. It was Tuesday. That was because my dog had to go to the vet.
Right, my dog had to go to the vet. But you thought it was the cat
because Katie called me and completely like she was like beside herself, but it was the dog because the dog had gotten kennel cough.
Oh,
so that was a long story that nobody cares about. Dog's fine now.
Your dog got sick again, though.
Yeah, dog got sick again. Got kind of
you can't. You can't get it through an episode. Maybe we should...
Tank, what the fuck, yo? Dude, I just found a piece of rice in my cat's underhair.
I hate it.
Of rice. Probably because she laid on rice at some point. I just found some underhair, some under rice on her. Hi, buddy.
Under rice in her underhair.
I don't mind if you have under rice.
Tell an undertale about her under rice.
So we've been doing Evil Dead. That literally has been what we've been doing. But it is it is such an exhauster. Like you spend so much time and work and energy. You're programming lights. You're designing the set. You're putting the set up. I mean, dude, you're pulling off like with that and work, you're pulling off like 18-hour days.
Yeah, and we do this shit
like nonstop for 2 weeks at that point.
Yeah, and we had this big discussion that we were really seriously considering ending the show because it was so tiring and we were not enjoying it. And then we did the show, and we had a blast. And I think the pandemic, not doing the show for a year functionally, really sort of beat up what the show meant to me for a while, and it wasn't until we got to actually do the show that I realized that I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'd die if I didn't have this in my life right now. So, you know, we're definitely doing the show again next year, and we're gonna have fun. We'll have fun.
I think there's a lot, though, going into it as well, and you and I have talked about this, that there's obviously a lot more on our shoulders emotionally. Jumping into doing something that we didn't do for a year because of the pandemic and like just leaping right back into a performance in a pandemic world.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I had a bubble.
You're making some weird body noises.
I had a bubble. Okay, don't judge me.
Oh my God, pet that poor cat. I know.
She's all about it. She's like, Dad, pet me. So we're you know, performing in public during a pandemic and taking care of all of the COVID protocols is exhausting, even just as an idea, not just in the application of it, but when we're also making sure it's happening. And you and I both talked about how springing back into doing a show like that was so fucking mentally exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody was exhausted. And then we got to the end of it and we were like, I don't know if we're going to do this. And then everybody was like, are you kidding me? We're all going to cry. We're like, and like the entire, and we had some new cast members this year. And the old cast members that were like, what are you doing? Why you like, don't do that. And so, and then audience members that were like, can't wait to see it next year.
Yeah. It's even worse when somebody comes up to you. We had like the old guy, props out of the old guy who was like 80 years old. Right. And what did the, what did the young man say about his,
his
dad?
This old dude has had like the hardest life, and like he lost a son.
Yeah, he's like son kicked it.
He's on his second run of like cancer.
And like his
he
wife
beat cancer
died.
Once, and his wife died. Like this guy's had the worst life, and he's like the only happy thing in his entire life.
Yeah, like didn't the son send you an email that was like, you know, you made my dad's like, you made
it
my dad's.
It was nephew. His uncle's. He was like, you made my uncle's, you know, like, month. He doesn't see any other shows. This is the only one he'll go see.
That's so cool.
And I'm like, that's exactly why we do it.
Yeah.
And
it's so fun. Like, and we have a great time doing it. And we do it great. We're really good at it.
We are super good at it.
But also,
look up some pictures sometimes. Yeah. Just look up Evil Dead Baltimore. Don't look up the ones with the dumb people from, like, Red Branch.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm calling out all these other
They're not going to hear this anyway. It's fine.
I know. Whatever. Get out of here, nerds. Only look up Deer in the Spotlight Productions version of it.
I also think there's a certain part of you that is doing this, continuing to do the show out of spite, because you know for a fact the way that petty ass theater people and theater groups are, that the minute that you announce that you were not doing the show in Baltimore, another group would jump on and be like, well, we're going to do Evil Dead the Musical, and they're going to absolutely bone it. So you have to do this in perpetuity until we die.
Yeah, because I don't want that. This show means so much to me. I mean, the brand of Evil Dead the Musical means so much to me that I don't want other theater companies that fucking suck shit at it doing it and ruining the reputation of the show itself.
Yeah.
Because I saw there during our run, you see other like advertisements, and there's like one up in New Jersey that was at this like concert.
I want to go and start heckling though.
Oh my gosh! Well, they're like this is an all ages show, and I'm like, what are you doing the high school version of it then? It's not an all ages show.
No, it's 18 plus.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people that bring their kids to the show sometimes, and I'm like, you're a good parent, and I will absolutely say that with 100% sincerity.
Yeah.
Bring your kid to my show. I'm not telling you to bring your kid to my show, but bring your kid to my fucking show, because they'll have a blast. If you got a kid who's like mature, look, fucking teenagers know what dicks are. Yeah. So if there's a dick joke, it's fine.
Yeah, they don't use them, but they know what they are.
Teenagers never use them.
They abstain until they're 18.
Do you want to hear about my story?
Please tell me all about
your
story. Please tell me all about your story.
My fiance and I had a first.
What was your first?
One of our kids heard us making the Beast with Two Backs.
Oh my god! How did you do that without melting into the bed?
I don't know. Well, the thing is, first of all, we found out after some detective work that it wasn't like we thought we were being loud.
Did you put on your Sherlock Holmes app?
Yeah, I did. And I got my fucking magnifying glass out and I followed the trail. Turns out the kid was coming to ask us a question, so he was standing right outside of our fucking door and heard us. It wasn't, and it was like our door was closed and locked, so it wasn't like we were like advertising it. It was like, I'm gonna sneak up to your door real quietly to ask you a question. Oh, the door is closed. Wait, what's going on in there?
I'm gonna put a pin on that. We're gonna come back to this one in a second. Okay. Keep talking. But I want you to remember, like, I'm putting a finger up in the air because I need to come back to this moment.
Are you gonna come back to the moment that you had?
No, that. Oh, okay. I'm coming back to this moment.
Okay, cool.
Because I have a thought in my mind, but continue.
So anyway, then the kid texted Tara and was like, hey, I was going to ask you this question, but I heard you guys having sex. And
what?
Tara was like, yep.
That was the text?
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, that's really disrespectful. Don't ever mention this again. And he was like, why not? You guys were having sex in our house. Maybe you should wait until I'm not home.
What?
And yeah. Oh, no. It was terrible. And then she was like, I told you not to mention it again. Conversation over. And then my dude did a dumb and posted it on his Snapchat. He posted a picture of the conversation. And then he got ratted out by his sibling, and now he's grounded.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
That's idiot moves right there.
Yeah, no, it was a dumb move. It also, like, hey, dude, I'm sorry, but let me put it to you this way. Now all your friends know somebody's banging your mom.
Damn.
So, like, looks like you're the joke, not me. Makes me look fucking awesome.
That's what you should look at him at some point. You guys should play an April Fool's on him. Mm-hmm. And should say, you're having a baby brother. I don't condone that kind of April Fool's joke, except in this circumstance. Except in this circumstance.
I'm texting Tara right now, and I'm gonna be like, we need to do this joke. Also, Kurt's next door probably hears me going, dude, I'm talking about banging your mom.
I don't condone the fake pregnancy thing.
No.
However,
it's terrible.
When you're putting a kid in their place, hell yeah, go for it. Everybody listens to this episode that's like, they're like a parent. They're going to be like, ew, Rance, what are you? They're like, no, do it.
He's gladly not a parent. That's what he's doing.
Here's the thing. I'm going to go back to this finger that's in the air. No fucking kid. I want you to think back in your fucking history as a human being. When was the last time? When was the last time you actually quietly went up to your parents' bedroom door when it was closed? Think about all the times in your life you did that.
I don't know.
You didn't. Because you didn't. Kids don't do that.
If the door's closed,
you don't fuck with it, right? Because when your parents' door is closed, it does not necessarily mean – I got this finger I'm waggling. It does not mean that they're banging.
You got a major important point to tell.
It means that you have the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to in the house in that time. So you don't fuck with your parents' closed door. That is like an unspoken – I never at any point snuck up to our parents' room. And if I need to, I walk up – like because in my head, nothing happens outside of my dumb 14-year-old body or my dumb 14-year-old universe. So what do? I go up to my parents' door and I go walking up to it. I'm like drinking my soda. Drinking my soda. Oh, you're I think you should pick it up while we're on the podcast.
Okay, hold on. It's mom.
Our mom's calling.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Hey, mom.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Nothing's wrong.
Okay, good.
I want to call you and tell you nothing's wrong. So if you're busy doing other stuff, no problem.
I need you to know that you are now officially on the podcast. Rance and I are recording an episode of the podcast right now, and I've got you on speaker.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Say hi to Rance.
Hi, Rance.
Hi, Mom.
He says hi. You can't hear him because I've got him in headphones, so you won't be able to hear him. But also...
That's probably a good thing. To
say hi to all of our five fans out there.
Hi there, five fans. This is Bob and Rance's mother, and I'm a major pain in the ass.
Yes, she is. Mom had to go to the hospital last night. We're gonna give. We're just in the middle of spilling all the family secrets now. So, are you feeling okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Your sister's here with me. She's gonna spend the night. She didn't feel awake enough to drive home.
Okay. All right.
So
well.
She's in the bed right now.
Cool. Tell her I said thank you and that I love her. Unless she's already asleep.
She's already asleep.
This is a message for you, Lithia. No, you're a butt cheek. You're a butt cheek.
But if anybody out there is interested, I have a 7-millimeter kidney stone that I'm going to put up for adoption.
Jesus Christ. 7 millimeters?
7 millimeters?
That's like the size of a BB.
How does that even come out of you?
It doesn't. That's the problem.
Yeah, it becomes a child.
They're probably going to blast it.
That's what I was going to say. They got to shoot it with sound waves.
Dude, mom's going to blast.
I don't know how they do all that crap.
You were a nurse. You know how they do it.
I've been away from medical surgical nursing for 20 years. I don't know nothing about what's going on.
They're going to shoot lasers in
her. Some Medicare papers to fill out and I can take care of them.
Oh, Mom. Well, I hope you're feeling a little bit better. I know they probably put you on some pain meds.
Oxycodone, baby.
Oxycodone. You got a real Rush Limbaugh going on.
I'm gonna.
Well, that's cool.
Well, but there's only a certain amount, and they do work.
Good.
But they make you feel kind of. I don't even know what to say.
She's fucked up on oxy.
You're fucked up on oxycodone right now.
Yes, that's right. I'm due for another pill, pretty much. My side is hurting again. So well, I don't want to wait long. I had stopped.
Taking forever.
I don't want to hear all this bullshit.
Yeah, they do. Keep talking.
Yeah, sure they do.
No, they don't. Well, then I'll tell them that, you know, that I was bleeding and all that kind of good stuff.
Nice.
And it stopped, and then it started again. So I guess it's the baby's on the move.
Oh, Mom, that sucks. I'm so sorry.
The baby's on the move.
I don't know how I managed to do this, but you know what Lithia thinks? And I think she might be right. That I started drinking that Propel water with the electrolytes and stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing in my life that's changed.
Well, I guess we're going to have to call Gatorade and tell them to stop making Propel water.
Dude, your Gatorade's making pistols.
So now it's just plain water with whatever that no-calorie stuff is.
Boring.
Yeah. That's no fun.
but anyway, well, let me let you go. I didn't realize that I was messing with your podcast.
No, you're not messing
Never
with it
messing
at all. This
with
is great.
This
you
is
just made the whole episode, Mom. I love it.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, everybody, the party's at my house.
Clearly, you got the good drugs.
I got the good drugs. I got all kinds of liquor downstairs that nobody will take home with them.
Maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah. And all the stage guns sitting down there that you need to take.
Yes, I know. I'll get rid of them. They're fake guns.
Hey, he's
going to
use them on the stage.
I know.
Still pulling Alec Baldwin with that shit.
They're fake, and you know they're fake.
I know. We just don't want to tell the whole world that you got a ton of guns in your basement.
Well,
starting a revolution out your basement.
Oh, no.
Everybody think, we're training Alec Baldwin, for God's sake.
She just.
Oh, too soon. Mom, I'm going to let you go on that one. I love you too, Mom.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
All right. Bye, Rance. I love you.
He loves
Mom.
You too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well,
he always says that.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm a shit son. I'm a piece of shit.
Rance, I love you.
Love you too, Ma. I'm just a piece of shit. It's fine.
He loves you and he knows you. He knows it.
Yeah, he knows
I'm a piece of fucking shit. I'm a piece of dick shit. Have a good podcast.
I'll give you a buzz tomorrow.
Have a good podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be home all day. I'm not going anywhere tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Love you lots, Mom.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Holy fuck, that was our mom wasted on oxy.
Did our mom just make an Alec Baldwin joke?
Yeah, she totally
did. I'm trying
did.
Not
fuck.
To like joke about that, but oh boy.
Man.
That's our mom.
Damn, also. The best part is that Mom could not hear you at all, so everything you were saying was just... Oh my god! I think that should be a regular thing, man. I think we should have Mom call the podcast more often.
Let's do it. It sounds good too. It sounded good quality. It's coming through your
mic. Did it really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. I'm proud of you, man. That was hot improv that we did there.
Thanks.
All this is all planned out here in the Quarantine Brothers Club. We plan all of this meticulously for every episode. We have a whole show bible. We make sure that we hit specific sections of it every episode. All timed out, planned out, cut, edited, quantized, changed. Effective.
Blah, 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 ham.
Would you need that?
Blah, 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 ham.
Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about before Mom called and talked about her pistons? Jesus,
man.
Christ.
Jesus. So, yeah, no, I was going to get there, but holy crap.
That's been our life. My cat's kicking it. Our mom's got passing the piston along. We were doing Evil Dead. It's been exhausting.
Kids
that's
here
why I'm
just have sex.
Oh, that's what I want to go back to. I want to go back to this.
Yeah.
So, at no point in my childhood, teenage life, did I ever sneak up to my parents' closed door, because you fucking didn't either, because no kid does that shit. So, it means he knew. He knew. And he was using it as an excuse to peace out of the house or something like that when you weren't there. He was doing something. Maybe he was listening on you guys. Maybe that's like a thing, you know? Like, maybe
I mean,
he likes it when you
11 o'clock at night, dude. It wasn't like he was going to leave the house.
Yeah, well.
It was school night.
Yeah, well, kids are idiots, so.
I mean, that's, you know, I don't know what to tell you there, bud.
I don't know. Who knows? That's, man, I'm sorry. How embarrassing that is, especially knowing that you have such a tiny penis.
Bro, what the fuck? Why'd you tell the whole world?
Well, our mom's on Oxy. I thought I could make a little more exciting content, too. Like, how do we live up to our mom, dude?
I don't know, man. That's it. I think the podcast now is over. Now we really are the quarantine brothers. I want to be the
QMC quarantine mom club.
Oh, man. I don't want to do that.
Let's have our mom on as a guest one day.
She's going to look, dude, she's just going to say some random stuff and be like,
we can have her on when we talk about my book because she didn't like it.
She didn't like it?
No, she was like, my mom was like, she was like, I read your book, but I didn't understand. It was like, okay, that's bad. Also, everybody else out there has read it, understands it. So, like, I think the problem's with you. Like, I got super defensive, which in a way that, like, I'm not defensive. But I was like, clearly you don't know how to read. What are you, some idiot? I didn't say that.
Did you call mom an idiot?
No, I was like,
No, you are now. Now you're calling her an idiot. Mom Rance is calling you an idiot.
I didn't call. No.
Oh, she's going to hear this episode when she's sober and be like, what the fuck,
not,
man?
She's just like Sean. She's not going to listen.
Oh, right. We start Mom Watch.
Yes. That, Mom
that
Watch.
Sounds way worse, though.
Mom.
That sounds like waiting for isn't a mom
what
to die.
Isn't that what your kid played?
Oh, no, that was Mom Listen.
It sounds like Mom Listen. Shh. Like, no, listen, like listen. Mom Listen is not a game mom. To me. It's a command.
Mom, listen.
Mom, listen.
Listen, no, Mom. Mom, please listen. Please stop. Just please listen.
Mom, please. Shh, Mom. Mom, listen to me. I hate us. If anybody out there is like, are they going to get to the book? There is no book. We didn't read. Bob and I just wanted to get together and bullshit.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed doing this. We missed talking to you. We wanted to update you on some dumb shit. We do have a book for next week, which guess what? Real big. Unless Rance can zip through it, it's going to be another DNF for Rance.
I'm zipping through it. Don't you worry.
It's going to be a DNS. It did not start.
Did not start. Did not finish. We are going to be doing Sandman Part 2, which came out on Audible recently. And our sister, Lithia, who is currently over at Piss Mom's house, hanging out with her because she's too tired because she's been there for like 48 hours checking out Mom's scooter. She's gonna be because she's been being a better child than we are. Taking care of our mom. I also just made like a mom's privates joke, and you didn't even crack once,
man. Because it's like that's not even new for us. Who cares?
Mom,
it's old hat.
Listen, Mom, listen.
That makes me crack more than the mom's privates
mom,
joke.
Listen, I don't know why. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know why. This is that joke that we can continue doing over and over. No one else will find it funny, but I will find it funny.
Mom, I'm telling you, listen. Mom, can you please just listen?
Mom, I need you to listen.
Mom, please listen. Mommy, listen to me, Mommy.
Mom? I swear to God, Mom.
Please listen to me.
If you guys are in there fucking banging out the sides of each other, I'm gonna need you to make sure you... Mom, listen.
Man, that is gonna make a heavy comeback next episode.
No, it is, because we're doing Sandman Part 2. So Lithia is gonna be back on.
Yep.
I'm gonna listen to that.
We're gonna have a lot more ASMR.
How'd you like Sandman Part 2? It's a Dirk Maggs production.
Do you want
to? I want your honesty right now. Tell me now, so the world can understand.
Do you
want to
spoil next week?
I don't care.
Because the answer is it was fucking not good.
Great, so not good. I have 12 hours of this to deal with between now.
Oh yeah, there's like some interesting stuff at the beginning.
I'm gonna use my Audible credit right now,
and that's it. I have like five. Alexa told me the other day, you have 5 Audible credits just out of nowhere. She just randomly went, I was like, a notification. And I was like, okay, what's the notification? She was like, you have 5 Audible credits. Wow. I'm like, I know, I'm saving them up.
Yeah.
Don't be a real Jeff Bezos and steal my shit from me.
What do you, eventually she's going to say, she's going to look at you. She's going to look at you and say, Mom, listen,
I've got 5 credits because, and I've already bought, Circle of the Moon, World of the
Eye of the Storm.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. You figured it. I'm trying to find Sandman Part 2. here I am. And
it's Sandman Act 2.
Sandman Act 2 or something like that. Who knows? Man, Sandman. It's
Sandman Act 2.
Sandman 2. Sandmison. Cool.
It's also...
Got it. Got it.
Going to be a Netflix series.
Which looks pretty cool. The preview for that the other day. Okay, yeah. This audiobook has already got like almost 6,000 reviews. Like, can we...
Reviews?
Yeah, can we like... Look.
Dude, Sandman's a big deal. People love that shit. It's
13 hours long, man.
People love Neil Gaiman.
They do.
They love Neil Gaiman.
And he's a cool looking dude. Like, he's a cool guy.
He's a cool dude who created something. Here's the thing. He created something very interesting. And Sandman as a comic works. The concept of the different stories in it and being somewhat of an anthology sometimes really works, but it doesn't when it's just this audiobook that's like, I don't fucking care about this shit you're telling me about.
I think that designates, like, that's the real separator between art forms, is understanding how they translate from one style to another.
Just add a lot of drinking noises and you'll be fine. So anyway, that's what we're going to do next week.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. We'll get back into the flow. And I've also got I've got another QBC conversation coming up this coming weekend. I've got two that I have to put out that we had this past week.
Why don't you just start changing the whole podcast to QBC conversations, bro?
I just want
to
make sure we shout out good people with good books.
Got my own little project here that I just do by myself. Every time I ask Bob to take part and Bob agrees, what happens? I move the goalposts. That is what has happened multiple times.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
You've been like, hey, bro, do you want to be on this episode with me? And I go, yes. And then you go, I'm going to get up early tomorrow and do it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I did like five of them because you were doing the show.
You don't want me to be an idiot.
I'm fine with you being an idiot.
And to like embarrass you in front of your writer friends. God,
Mom, listen. No, I'm trying to make sure that you had less to do, idiot. I was taking things on for you. Did I ever send you one of those episodes to edit?
No,
you can't. You're not allowed to. You want to know why?
Mom, listen.
I'm not outside of your room listening to you fuck.
Mom, listen.
Look, the cat's coming back up in my lap. She's trying to get her time in.
Mom, listen. Rance is being mean to me, and I know I'm the favorite son. So, Mom,
hey,
listen.
Why are you favorite?
I mean, fucking look at me. It's clear to tell that I'm the favorite. Listen to my beautiful voice. Look at my beautiful face. I had to call.
Sounded good. You had some nuggets in your throat with that one.
No,
you want to clear that one out really quick? You want to save that one for later?
I got strep throat. I got strep throat on Halloween. Couldn't even enjoy Halloween. There was that.
Yeah, I was terrified for about 2 days. I was like, am I going to get COVID? Is the quarantine book club done because Bob's killed us both?
No, it was strep throat. It wasn't even COVID. I got tested like the day after.
Yeah, but they were probably like, well, he doesn't have COVID, but his face sure sucks, so.
Oh, no, my face did suck, man. Like, my throat was swollen. I looked like a fucking bullfrog. It was weird as shit.
You seem fine now. I think it was all ruse.
Dude, I've been on antibiotics for 10 fucking days. Today's literally my last day of antibiotics.
No, you just got to take ivermectin for that shit, and you're fine.
That's the stuff that makes your dick not do things, right?
No, that's...
isn't that the stuff that makes your dick not bad? Like, when you get, like, what is it? What is it called? Epididymitis?
When you get dick bad, is that what you get?
Epididymitis?
Yes. No, I'm the one who got epididymitis.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking you. You're
ivermectin is what everybody take. Oh, if you're a right winger, you got to take ivermectin to get rid of COVID.
Sorry, I forgot that.
That's all right, man.
We still live in a world where stupid right wing idiots exist.
Isn't that a problem?
Fucking fuck Brandon, I guess.
Yeah, so that's what we got coming up. So I think coming up, we're doing Sandman.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing, in November, Eye of the World. So that's the big next big book.
That's December.
Yeah, well,
November, we're in November.
Yeah.
And we got Sandman. And then in 2 weeks, we're doing a fun Thanksgiving episode.
We are. We don't know what that fun Thanksgiving episode is yet.
Mm-hmm. But it'll be fun whole family. I
think we should just eat food on the podcast.
We've got a new experiment coming up in September or in December.
Yep.
Talking about eating food.
We do.
So we're going to start with, have you ever heard of the one chip challenge?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Because we set up this bit.
But
together.
No, we're doing a bit.
We're doing a
bit. You have to say, Rance, listen.
Rance, look, mom, listen.
Come on, mom.
Kill myself with taste.
Mom, come on, listen. Kill myself with hot taste. Please, mom.
So 2 years ago, maybe it was a year ago, we got the one chip challenge for the kids, and they literally split it. And what this is the hottest, a single one of the world's hottest tortilla chip by a.
It's like brown, isn't
Hockey.
It?
It depends on which year it is, because there's a different one every year.
Oh,
they make
okay.
it like hotter every year. So the kids got it last year, and the two older kids split it between the two of them. And we're talking, there was drooling, there was crying. At one point, one of them said it hurt so bad and was laugh crying at the same time. One of them took like a bite out of it and then was just like, I need milk. Give me milk. So this company, Pocky, makes this chip. So what we've done was we're going to do some like a training montage. We're going to start together.
You got you me some blue Takis.
Yeah, we're going to eat some blue Takis to just try to start right off the bat with something hot. And we got to go for a certain amount of time without drinking like milk. Then I bought two bags of Pocky's hot tortilla chips, which are like one of them's like habanero
Carolina
pepper,
Reaper or something
I think
that.
No, that's the last one. The other one's ghost pepper, I think okay. it is. And then the last one, I have this year's one chip challenge.
Which is Carolina Reaper or some shit.
I'm fucking terrified.
Good, you should bring a bucket with you.
And just throw off.
So if you hurl, I hope it hurts. God, I hope it hurts. And I want
it's going to hurt, man.
I want this
it's
hot
gonna hurt. My stomach will hurt after because like hot food now makes my stomach hurt. I'm probably like giving myself like.
Well, make sure you
ulcers.
Take care of yourself up until then. So like, do like take some Pepto that day.
Oh yeah, of course.
Drink some
I'm
nice
just
water.
Fucking die. So this is coming up. This is your Christmas gift from us this year. Actually, now that I think about it, we do every 2 weeks. So maybe we have to start in November. Maybe we got to start next episode with the Pockies.
But when we did Dune last year, we did one every week.
Did we? Are we doing it every week?
If you
is
want
that
to.
Our other Christmas gift? We can't, bro. I love doing this podcast.
Me too.
Do it. It's
I
fun.
Like doing it too.
I love hanging out. But the thing is, we're going to do like Christmas. And we're going to be like, oh, it's Christmas week. Do we want to record this week? Because this is just us planning on the podcast.
Maybe we'll do several different episodes at one time.
I want to hear what the audience has to say. Audience, first of all, why don't you give us
We're not getting a response. Oh, I haven't kept. I've been terrible with the Twitter. Look. I'm trying.
Look, I haven't TikToked in months. It's fine.
I just started like getting into TikTok recently.
I like really watching it, but sometimes I'm just I'd rather just play a game.
I don't know how to make a video on TikTok.
Should we do the QGC, the Quarantine Game Club, and like we'll talk about hot Switch games that we're playing?
Yeah, you know, I'm playing the same ones all the time, to be honest with you.
Did you get Back 4 Blood yet?
Yeah, I did. I've been playing Back 4 Blood on the computer.
What are we playing it on the computer?
Yeah, yeah.
How good is it?
I love it. I think it's great.
Is it on Steam? What's
yes,
it on?
Yes, it's on Steam.
I have to check. I'm going to open my Steam after
do
this
it
episode
right
and
now.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's everything I wanted Left 4 Dead to be back in the day, because hot take, I give a shit less about Left 4 Dead. I played
Left 4 Dead was like fine, and then it was
A game I played.
Yep.
Like everybody shit themselves, but Left 4 Dead's so good. But you know what? I was always team zombies for Call of Duty Zombies over Left 4
oh,
Dead.
Yeah.
It was just such a better experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fuck it.
I don't know. Hey, we got anything else to talk about?
I don't know. You seen Dawn of the Dead? The show? Day of the Dead? Day of the Dead. You seen the show? On Sci-Fi? What? Yeah.
No, I didn't know there was a show.
Yeah, there's a show on Sci-Fi. It's Day of the Dead. It looks pretty good.
I don't
good.
Have cable anymore.
Well, fuck yourself, I guess, right?
I guess, yeah. Fuck me, man. I didn't watch Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead because fuck Zack Snyder. Who cares?
Dave Bautista.
Yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'll see Bautista in whatever. You know, he's good.
Yeah, he's in Dune. I still haven't watched the new Dune movie.
We were this close from watching it this weekend, but then we turned on HBO Max and we didn't have our account anymore. So we were like,
What happened?
I don't know. I don't think I've been paying for it.
Oh, cool.
I just forget accounts.
I feel like I'm going to have to buy that one soon because it's got a lot of the DC stuff on it that's not sucky.
Yeah.
Like Doom Patrol and the new John Cena show
the Peacemaker,
coming up.
Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that what it is, Peacemaker? Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of it. That's coming out. And Thomas Tapes are going to hate that.
No, Thomas Tapes liked John Cena in the movie, though.
Did he?
Yeah. He said he liked Cena. Okay, he said he liked the individual performances. He just didn't like the movie as a whole.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. It's like listening to Sandman.
Yeah, James McAvoy is really good until you see him in X-Men Days of Future Past. Mm-hmm. By the way, all those X-Men movies are fucking hot garbage.
Yeah, there's not actually a good X-Men movie.
There is there. Not.
Don't let anybody fucking lie to you.
100% absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is
don't
not.
Don't let nostalgia put any glasses on.
There is
on
not
you.
A single good X-Men movie out there. Not anything of those X-Men movies is good.
You know what we should be doing, actually, now that I think about it, talking about the Quarantine Movie Club.
This is live planning right here, you guys.
Live planning again. Here we go. Since we've been talking about doing the Matrix trilogy and then the new Matrix when that comes out on
Halloween Kills. And Halloween does kill, actually.
I think I'm going to see that this weekend.
I've heard it's fucking garbage, so enjoy that one. Thumbs up.
I have too. What were we talking about? What movie? There was a movie series. Yeah. Oh, the new Ghostbusters Afterlife. It's going to probably be fucking garbage.
That movie looks like diarrhea.
Uh-huh. Yep. And I can't wait to see that diarrhea because at least it's got beautiful Paul Rudd in it.
I do like Paul Rudd a lot.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be the only good part about it because I think Finn Wolfhard has gone from enjoyable in Stranger Things to probably like really annoying late teen.
He needs to cut his hair. Cut your hair. He's pulling a real Daniel Radcliffe in the fourth fuck you J.K. Rowling movie.
No, nobody likes that. Nobody likes that long haircut except for your wife.
Let's choose. Yeah, my wife really does love that movie.
Yeah, that's her favorite Harry Potter. What's wrong with her?
And also, fuck Harry Potter, right? But hot takes. She can like Goblet of Fire all she wants.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you what movie I think is actually fucking garbage now? Did we talk about this in the podcast?
Fifth one?
No.
What?
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, you did talk about that with Stapes.
I don't think it's a... did I? Okay, I just don't think it's a good movie, man. I'm living on this.
Totally.
I watched Age of Ultron recently. You know what? Yeah. Fuck Joss Whedon, but I actually think it's a pretty good movie. Bring it, bitches.
Do we want to start fights about things?
I do.
I don't know, man. Look, I'm fucking tired.
This is what happens when you don't plan. Yeah, so I'm looking forward. This is our catch-up episode. I'm looking forward to doing the Sandman stuff. We get to hang out with our sister again. We're going to be having stuff in the pipeline with Mick and with Stapes. We're not really sure what we're doing on the Stapes front yet, but we're going to be doing something because he was an absolute pleasure to have on the show. The same with Mick. Great chemistry. And then we're also going to be doing Eye of the World by Robert Jordan. And I will bring my Robert Jordan story, my personal I met Robert Jordan story, together with us on that first.
Nice.
Episode.
And I think I'm gonna try to invite my friend Jamie, who you haven't seen in forever, on the show because she's a real big Robert Jordan
That's
fan.
Fantastic.
Has read all of those books.
I might also at some point I might get my wife on as well because she's reading the second one.
Nice.
She read
that
the first
cool.
one.
Nice. We should do a different guest each day of the Christmas break.
I agree. I'm all about it. Let's do it. I like having guests. I like having fun. We're hitting about an hour here,
whatever.
So let's get the fuck out of here. What do you
hey,
think?
Listen, Mom. Mom,
hey,
listen.
Hey, Mom, listen.
Mom, listen. We got to end the podcast.
I hear
Mom.
Dad pumping you in there, but Mom.
Mom, listen.
Listen, I just.
Listen, Mom. My name's Bob.
Oh,
wait, I forgot that I got to do other things also. Mom, listen.
Okay, Mom, listen.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, we are at the QBC podcast.
Mom.
If you want to follow Rance on Twitter, he's at Violence Obscene.
Oh, Mom.
Mom, listen. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Space Funky B.O.B. I never tweet anything, Mom.
But Mom,
listen.
Listen, please.
Mom. Listen, if you want to go to our website, it's www.bookclub.com. Bookclub.com.
Come on, Mom.
Out of the, because maybe one day we'll buy it. Maybe we'll update.
We're going to find out right now if Quarantine Book Club is a thing. You keep talking, keep doing the end
Mom,
of the show thing.
Mom, if you want to
find
us on
Facebook.
Why don't
we just record this part of the show?
Just do the Quarantine Book Club because it's a fun challenge every week. It's a fun challenge every week for me to do it, or every episode for me to do it. I don't even remember what I have left. We have a TikTok that I haven't updated. It's at the QBC podcast, just like our Twitter. That's cool, man.
They're doing
Rance's book.
Yeah, my book's still out there, and I'm going to be having the audiobook is going to be out fairly soon. My hope is right before Christmas for a hot Christmas gift. I'm going to forget Mick Arcade in the process.
Merry Christmas, Mick. I'm going to go ahead and buy Rance's book with one of my five Audible credits.
It's going to be real hot. My man, and we're going to be having John Perala on at some point, too, because that guy is so fucking great.
Talk about reading books. Dude, I mean, he's going to make us both sound like assholes because he's going to sound so good.
Let me tell you about John for a second.
Do we still have the heartbeat going in the background?
No, I took it off.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you about John for a second. So John is the audiobook narrator. Super good guy. And I think he lives like up in Vermont somewhere. And at one point he was like, he sends me a text and he's like, he's very proper. His texts are very proper. And he's like, I may be about a week or two late. A tree just fell on my house. Here I am thinking, I respond back. I'm like, John, it's fine, dude. I'm not in a rush. Like, whatever. Like, the talent is there. Here's the thing. Respect your artists, right? Like, if it sucks needing to push something back if you're a creator. And so respect your artists. Nobody needed my fucking audiobook today. Right? It can still be a few weeks out. Fucking big deal. It doesn't change anything about paying your artist. Pay your fucking artist. He communicated with me. Let me know. I get that. That shit happens because I'd want somebody to like be cool with me if a dire, terrible thing happened. So
right.
He says to me, he types in, yeah, so I have to, basically we have to get our whole roof fixed. I'm a real tarp man now. And I was like, tarp man. And I realized what he meant was that, like, putting a tarp on the top of the house. But All I could think of in my head was, I'm a tarp man. This guy
with
is
with M-I-N.
Yeah, I'm a tarp man. I love tarps. And now
I love to look at tarps. I love to cover myself with tarps.
Hang out with tarps. I'm a tarp man.
So wait, what's with the quarantine book club website?
Oh God, it's just it's still there. It's still there. So we're gonna have to be the quarantine book club for a while.
Do we want to make them an offer?
No, I don't want to make any fuck. What do you think we make money off this podcast?
I mean, we should start a coffee. Yeah, a Patreon.
Give it a shot. Go for it.
I'll do it. Okay. I'll set it up. I'll set it up over like the next week for next episode.
That sounds good. We can figure. Oh my God! Do you realize that means we're gonna have to create extra content for that?
You also realize that
I can't even tweet for the podcast.
You realize that also means that we're gonna have to add more shit to the end of the show. I've already nailed the end of the show.
Let's
now we're gonna have to record that again
because like re-record so we can be like, hey guys, I'm out of here. But I also like the fact that I can sit there and say hello. Listen, Mom, during the course of it.
I know. No, it's fun. For me, it's a fun part of the episode. It's like a challenge every week.
I want to try it sometime.
It's a chase. Hurry up and feed your face. Who will win? No one knows.
Hungry hippos. I want to play a game with it eventually where we have to pass it off back and forth. We're like, one week you do it, one week I do it. But we have to make the other person laugh in the process.
Okay, I like that.
Cool.
I think we should make our guests do it too and see how bad they screw it up.
Oh, that's a good idea. We can send them a script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
And then we just make faces at them and see if we can make them laugh.
And this is a great idea. But you know what? Thomas Stapes would make it sound really good in his like soft velvet voice.
I just want you to know that you can listen to the quarantine.
You sound like Billy Idol right now.
I fucking love Billy Idol. Billy Idol's got that new song.
Did you hear
actually,
it?
You know what's funny? I listened to the whole EP. I actually think his other songs on the EP are better than the one that you like.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I get that. Like, Rita Hayworth's a good song. I like that one a lot.
I feel like I've heard Rita Hayworth before.
Is it a
like,
cover,
it's an
maybe?
Older song. I don't know.
Put out a Christmas album.
Another Christmas album?
Yeah, it's from this year.
Fucking right. That's my Christmas album for the year. Thank you for letting me know. I'm going to look it
Billy
up.
Billy Idol sounds great for being, like, what, 65?
I don't know. I got to lie.
You really didn't care so much for what was the song called? Twisted Metal or whatever it was called.
It was fine.
It was all about it's like, dude, that song is the story of Cyberpunk, the album.
I know. It's just, but it was also like,
I loved it.
It reminded me of like Sweet 16. Like some of his more like ballady stuff that I'm just sometimes like, oh, I could skip past this because I just want to fucking pump my fist. And
here's the thing I'll say about it, though, is that I appreciate the Billy Idol.
This is now the Quarantine Billy Club.
That sounds like boom. I appreciate the Billy Idol, similar to David Bowie, never ceases being badass.
Yeah.
There's something, and I'm thinking specifically about like Ozzy Osbourne or even Elton John recently, both of whom have put out like what I call end of life songs. There's songs that are about, like, this has been my life, and, like, I've been successful, but I've had downfalls, and remember me when I'm gone. Like, I want no artist to ever write those songs, because you want fuck those songs. Those are so self-serving. Elton John just did one, and I love Elton John, but he just did one. I'm like, stupid. Ozzy did one, and I'm like, stupid. Dude, Ozzy's song with Post Malone, that's a fucking banger, right? Do more shit like that. But Billy Idol, he didn't do that. He was like, here's a fucking brutal song about how I should be dead and I'm not. And it's all about crash on a motorcycle. And it sounds like something from the beginning of a Borderlands game. I'm great. Yeah. And that's badass. And David Bowie was basically like, I've got cancer and I'm going to turn my whole death into art. But nobody's going to know about it until 3 days after. So, peace.
Oh, my God. That was the most badass thing. We could only hope to be that cool. Now let's try this one more time. I'm Bob.
I'm Rance.
And this is the Quarantine Book Club.
And we'll see you next week.
You know what you gotta do? Yeah. No, wait, what?
Do we?
No, go ahead. Listen, Mom. Mom, listen, please.
Mom. What do we gotta do, Bob? What do we gotta do?
No, you had next week. Tell us about
it. Oh, next week we're gonna be talking Sandman with Lithia. She's gonna come on and she's gonna hang out. She's gonna be the Brothers Three with us.
Stay safe, be kind, and...
Listen, Mom. Don't listen to your parents.
Mom, listen. Stay safe. Mom, be kind to each other, Mom. And Mom, listen, Mom.
Please.
I love you. I missed you.